Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and we're here to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so that they can reach their potential. Avanti means move forward in Italian. And I do this by interviewing Rochester area business movers and shakers. Today I have on the show a great guest, Dom with an M, that's folks, Dom Genova. And a great leader here in Rochester, New York, from Genesee Valley Motors. And he's actually in Avon, but he markets all over the Rochester area and beyond. So, Dom, welcome to the show.
Why, thank you ever so much.
I appreciate you on the show. You really stand out, you know, from quote-unquote little Avon, New York. I think you're known all over the greater Rochester area and beyond. And we're going to talk about why. I think you got some great marketing, and which stems from coming from a really great, solid place that's a differentiator in your industry. So we're going to talk about that as well. So Dom, I'm going to read your bio quickly here, and then we're going to dig into behind the green curtain, what's going on in Dom's world. How does that sound?
You got it. Go ahead.
All right, great. So Dom is, you know, he is your no nonsense car dealer, right? That's the marketing.
That
right?
is and the market.
But there's truth behind the marketing. We're gonna talk about that as well. So Dom was born and raised on Long Island and graduated from St. Bonaventure University in 1975. Shortly thereafter, he acquired his MBA in marketing from Long Island University while working for Chrysler Corporation as a factory rep calling on car dealers. After working for Chrysler for 17 years, he left the company to open up a small car dealership of his own. His wife and he literally sold everything that they owned and started a dealership in a small building that had been vacant for 3 years in downtown Avon, New York. The founding principle of the dealership was to be a dealer with a long-term view. The strategy was to maximize the number of satisfied customers rather than maximize the individual profit on each issue. They made sure that the salespeople were non-commissioned so that they could feed their families when the times were slow, and they refused to offer worthless items for sale like electronic rust proofing or low-quality aftermarket warranties. They refused to conduct any of those phony event sales so common in the business. They also refused to advertise rebates not available to 100% of the buying public. Fast forward to today, they now have over 80 employees, two dealerships, and have sold over $65 million worth of goods and services last year. He has a federal trademark on your no-nonsense car dealer and one licensee for the brand that they are testing. The goal is to take the brand nationwide. Much like smaller hardware stores, they can be the ace or the true value. They have been the recipients of multiple awards. One particular note is that they are the only car dealer to ever be awarded an Ethi from the Rochester Area Business Ethics Foundation. They've also been awarded a BBB, Better Business Bureau, Torch Award, as well as being President's Club winner from Ford, and one of only 142 dealers nationwide to be an inaugural customer first dealer for Chrysler. They have recently won the Business of the Year Award from the Livingston County Chamber of Commerce. Dom is also a frequent guest on WHAM's Home Repair Clinic, and he enjoys educating people on the various tricks and tactics of the less forthright car dealers. Dom holds seminars with the public on how to buy a car without being taken for a ride. They also sponsor many community activities, most notable First Responders Appreciation Day, where they buy almost 5,000 tickets for first responders and their families to come to a Red Wings game on one Sunday in July. Dom has just been elected as Secretary of New York State ADAD, NYS ADAD, which is the New York State Automobile Dealers Association, and he has been asked to often guest lecture college classes on the topics of ethics. Dom lives in Huntington Falls with his wife of 31 years, and they have two grown daughters. So, Dom, that is just a
wow.
It's a pleasurable. Wow, it's a pleasurable bio to read.
Wow, who wrote that?
I don't know.
Who wrote that? You see, ladies and gentlemen, he asks people to write their own bios, and obviously I wrote that, and it sounds really good, but that's only one side of the story, I guess. Yeah. I think other people would have other opinions of me, but...
Well, they are not on the show.
They did not get asked to write my bio either.
Exactly.
So.
And they are not on the show at this
time. So I am a mover. You said I am a mover and a shaker.
I think you're a mover and a shaker.
Am I more of a mover or more of a shaker?
I think you're more of a shaker.
Yeah, am I a shaker? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're shaking things up.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I think that's probably a pretty good explanation of no-nonsense car dealer. You know how I got there. Got that. Mainly, I am a I don't know. I'm a guy who kind of failed but landed on his feet and decided to run in the direction I was pointed. It was kind of cool. I never expected to be a car dealer, entrepreneur, or whatever. You know, I was working for Chrysler for 17 years. Realized my career wasn't going to go where I wanted my career to go. And when you're working for a big company, somebody told me years ago, you're working for a big company, when you're in your 20s and 30s, people are going to tell you that you're going to be president of the company, you're going to be regional manager. By the time you get to be like in your late 30s, you kind of have a good idea if you're really going to be vice president of the company or not. So we made a big decision. I was making almost $100,000, and this is back in 1994. I had 5 weeks vacation. I had a company car for myself. Didn't pay anything for all the gas I could use. All the healthcare benefits you could imagine. And Nita had a lease car. We paid 1% of the invoice price of the car per month, and included insurance for her car. And so we were in pretty good shape, right? I mean, a lot of guys would be, hey, you know, we're living life large. But I realized that my career wasn't going to go where I wanted my career to go. And I couldn't just fathom the thought of working for somebody that was half my age, me not doing what I wanted to do, getting transferred two or three places, not being able to spend nights at home with my girls, who were 1 and 4 at the time. And my wife, I considered myself to be kind of an outlier. Like, I had some ideas that maybe the corporation really couldn't buy into, and maybe I sort of kind of knew better and how to sell cars and whatever. So we had to make a decision. And I think anybody in that position needs to make a decision. You either need to accept the fact that you're going to be at a certain place in a certain time, and life is going to take you down this river. You're going to be in a raft, and you are going to have to kind of follow the current wherever the current goes, or you're going to have to take your ball and go home. You're going to have to pedal to the shore, go someplace, go in a different direction, and carve out a life for yourself that you want. And it wasn't all about money, obviously. Nita's expression to me, I love this girl. I mean, my wife, one of the things you got to do in life is you got to marry the right person, I got to tell you, and I did. Her statement to me when I was considering starting my own dealership was, well, it's only money. If we fail, I'll get a job at waiting tables, she says, and you get a job selling cars, we'll be fine. The girls are 1 and 4. She goes, I grew up poor. She goes, I'm used to it. Life isn't all money or things that you have, and let's give it a shot. And we were living in North Carolina at the time, originally from Long Island, as we just talked about. And we moved from like a 3,000 square foot house in North Carolina to a 1,500 square foot house in Avon. We started off with 6 or 8 people. The rent factor in the building was $2,000 a month. It was raining on the showroom floor when it rained, because the place was an old wooden building. And we started advertising real price and real payment, because we wanted to go to them. We wanted to go to the diner in the morning and not have people come up to us and yap at us that we mistreated them or they didn't get good service or whatever. And it started to take off from there. I mean, just the ethical standard of treating people right and caring about them struck a chord with people, because in the car business, it's tough to compete, and sometimes some of these guys do some things that a lot of people don't like. So we decided to be a completely different type of dealer.
Hey, Dom, we got to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Open your mind with Free Talk Live. Listen weekdays from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on 1310 WOKR.
Are you tired of paying high prices for TV channels you don't watch? Of course you are. You want to watch and pay for the channels you like. Now you can take back control of your TV with Dish's FlexPack. Get over 50 of America's favorite channels for just $39.99 per month, and then add the channel packs that you want. and your TV price won't go up for 2 years, guaranteed. Plus, when you call today, you'll get free standard installation in up to 6 rooms and a free HD DVR upgrade. Need more channels? Dish offers loaded channel lineups from $54.99 per month, featuring over 190 channels, and HBO is included for a full year. And for a limited time, GoDish will give you a $100 prepaid Visa card when you sign up and mention offer code GIFT100. Call now, 800-518-8624, 800-518-8624, 800-518-8624.
Packages, prices, and promotions subject to change. Gift card courtesy of GoDish.com. Call for details.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou. Lou is one of you and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou is like you. He's on meds too.
Call 800-298-0139, 800-298-0139, 800-298-0139. Again, that's 800-298-0139.
Something new in talk radio, 1310 WOKR.
We are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm here with Dom from Genesee Valley Motors out in Avon. And I love it. We're hearing the story of how he got started, right? And those of you listening, you see a successful guy today, two dealerships, doing very well, winning awards, creating a brand. But behind the curtain, how did Dom get there? And I love any entrepreneur, I think, loves to hear the story, the path. It wasn't all, you know, paved with roses, I imagine. And Dom, you know, you had said that you started out, quote unquote, with some failure, right? And so what do you mean by that? Because, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, they stumble, they fall, they get up, you know, fail could be an acronym for first attempt in learning, fail, right? A friend of mine just said, failure doesn't define you, let it refine you. Mm-hmm. And this is part of the journey, right? So talk about that experience for your experiences.
Well, there's a concept that I heard years ago, and it kind of goes like this. It says, failure is never final, and success is never ending. And what that means is that when you fail at something, you have to reconnoiter, you have to figure something out, you have to go onto something else. I mean, take a look at Edison and the light bulb. I mean, how many different filaments did he go through until he found out that it was carbon that he needed? And you try different strategies and tactics in your business, and a lot of them aren't going to work. But you can't let that bother you, because that's the only way that you get to things that do work. I have this expression too. If you had a manufacturing company, you would have a budget for research and development. And if some of that money got wasted, most of the money got wasted, it would be fine, because you have a budget for research and development. But I think you have to do that with yourself personally. I think you have to do that with your business and whatever. You have to not let it bother you. You just have to find out that the path is just a different direction you've been going. That doesn't mean you've done anything wrong. That just means that you just haven't figured it out yet. You keep on testing and moving and testing and moving. And I'm doing that all the time. In the past 8 months, I got into Facebook ads, and we're, you know, it's changing from Google, and a very mercurial business, the car business. But what I like to tell people, anybody who's looking to go into business or business for themselves, is you just can't get discouraged. I mean, that's all there is to it. You just keep on plugging forward. I mean, we have an expression at the dealership. I tell people, you go around the mountain, through the mountain, blow the mountain up. You just got to get from one side of the mountain to the other. You know, you got to stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning doing the work. You stay up to 2 o'clock in the morning doing the work. I mean, you just do. And that's been the philosophy of my wife and my family. I have two very successful daughters. You just do whatever you have to do. And sometimes it's painful, and sometimes it's something that you don't like to do, but you got to do it. You got to just buck up and do it. I had a friend of mine years and years ago. I was given a talk by the fellow who ended up being my mentor at Chrysler. He ended up being a national vice president for sales and service. His name was Joe Casola. And I was 23 years old, and I was working for him at the time. He wasn't that much older than I was, but he was spectacularly more adept at being in the corporation than I was. And I was complaining to him one day. He goes, what are you complaining about? He goes, well, this, that, and the other. He sat me down at his desk. He goes, that's why they call it work. he goes, let me tell you a story. He says, I was working for Chase Manhattan at the time. He says, and I was the same as you. I was laying in bed, and my father came up to me, and I said, well, I really don't want to go to work. It's really not all that rewarding and whatever. He says, my father smacked me upside the head. He says, you go to Disneyland, you pay them money. He goes, you can complain about your life. He says, when you go to work, you go to work. You put a good day's work for a good day's pay. You can go home at the end of the night and you feel like you've contributed. You don't have to apologize to anybody. You can live your life in pride. He says, if you don't like working there, he says, then you get up and you go someplace else. And that I've kind of lived my life that way. You have to have a clear sense of what reality is and what you need to do to address that reality, no matter what it is. And talk about failure. You know, I myself am a failure. I mean, I thought I was going to be vice president of Chrysler someday. I had talents and whatever. And okay, now I have to go back and I have to figure something else out. You know, so I figured this out. And I think I'm much more adept at doing this than of working at the company, which is really, it's God's gift to find out where you're supposed to be. I mean, it really is. And I have this other expression, not everybody who plays the piano can play the trombone. I mean, it's both music, but different talents. So my talent may be with a car business, but maybe not in corporate, but being a car dealer myself. And I guess so far, so good. Now, you call me successful. I do not call myself successful, not one little bit.
Why not?
Because God will spite you.
Mm-hmm.
If you call yourself successful, my feeling, when the minute that you feel that you're successful, it has a tendency of giving you something they call hubris, right? You know, a little bit like, no matter what I do, I'm going to be right, and I can't do any wrong, and whatever.
Right.
And I've seen that as a failure in so many different people. So
stay humble.
I'm trying to stay humble. I mean, we've done a lot of different things over the years, and the business has grown exponentially, and we're into different markets. As you said, I have a federal trademark on no-nonsense car dealer. I have a license for it. I have my first licensee. He's in Louisville, Kentucky. Very good dealer, Chevy dealer. I was talking to a dealer in Michigan just the day before yesterday. I think we're going to sign our second one. And once we get a core of these dealers together, I think we can take it nationally. Because if you get a couple of dealers, even a couple of dealers a state to give you a couple of $1,000 a month for this, it monetizes really well. You got to keep control over it, though, because no nonsense actually means something.
Yeah.
And most people don't realize this. Most people don't realize that most every dealer in the United States pays the same price for their cars from the factory. And so that is what precipitates this carnival atmosphere that you see in advertising. People wonder why you see these dealers that are advertising no money down and payment and stuff, because we're all buying cars for the same price. And there is a tendency of some dealers to make it seem like they have a deal that somebody else doesn't. So it's like carnival barkers. They're trying to get you in the store and then take it from there. Have you ever gotten a fake key in the mail?
Oh my God! Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Have you ever gone to one of those places with a fake key?
I have not.
No, because you're a sophisticated. You're a sophisticated buyer. I mean, there are a lot of buyers that see that and says you won. You never win. I mean, shows three cars and it makes it seem like you won a car, and you go there and you find out it's the $5 gift certificate to Walmart, not actually a car, but they got you in the door.
Right.
So they do whatever they can to get you in the door. So we said we don't do that stuff. The free tires for life and free. Free stuff, right?
Yeah.
Oil changes, cruises. You know, my favorite is repo sale. repo sale. Like, you want to go, you want a repo? You don't want a card's been repossessed, do you? I mean, think about that. It's not like saying, oh, you just want to date somebody who's been in state prison.
Right.
I
mean, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah, the car was dragged out of somebody's backyard at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, yeah. He, you know, probably didn't do the oil changes on that car either, you know?
Right. Probably not the sharpest citizen in that town. Right?
Yeah, well. And there's so many scams. There's one scam going on with lower priced cars. And unfortunately, it targets people who are in the worst financial straits, is that they'll sell somebody a car for $4,000 that the dealer has $1,000 in. Mm-hmm. And what they'll do is they'll get a $1,000 deposit. So he's got his money back as soon as the car leaves the dealership. The customer will drive the car, whatever. If he doesn't pay his payments, there's something that will stop the car so he can repossess the car. But then the customer still owes the $4,000. So I know. I see you're cringing. Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about some of these, the buy here, pay here places and
you
stuff,
you gotta feel good. I mean, how do you sleep well at night if you're doing business like that?
I know. That's the way I feel about it. So hence the no nonsense car dealer. The thing about no nonsense car dealer is we actually have a set of standards. We say them out loud. We put them in writing. And like, I have non-commissioned salespeople. We will only sell factory warranties, so they're good all over the country. We won't sell you things like electronic rust proofing. We have a shop that's open 6 days a week from 7 in the morning to 8 o'clock at night. We have certified technicians. So there's actual standards there. So when somebody's talking about buying a car, it's not, well, you know, we'll give you $4,000 for your trade-in because if your trade-in's worthless and stuff like that. We actually have standards. So that's the difference between a no-nonsense deal
well,
and
not. I'm just curious from the journey perspective. So you bought the dealership in Avon, and I visited you a couple of weeks ago, and you gave me the tour, so I got to see the original dealership, which probably hasn't changed too much, and your house, and so I got to see a little of the history. But did you get into the car dealer, you know, you bought the car dealership, did all of a sudden, as you got into it more and more, these tactics and the way things were done, did it just really annoy you and say, like, you know what? Enough of this carnival, as you called it. I'm gonna do it differently.
Well, and that's that. I knew that all along because at my career crisis, I probably called on 300-400 dealers in my career.
So you knew that. You knew
oh yeah, and you would see the guys. Now you got to remember, I started with Chrysler back in '77. That's how old I am. That's before Iacocca ran the company.
Yeah.
And the cars were stalling in the middle of intersections. There was no reason for somebody to buy a Volare or an Aspen. I mean, they were horrible cars.
Yeah.
But people were still buying cars from the dealers that treated them right. The old family dealers, and you could trust them, and they would take care of you, and they would nurture their customer base like it was a crop that they would have come in from year to year, and those dealers survived even in the bad times. And so I learned a lot. You know, I mean, Yogi Berra says you can learn a lot from observing, right? You can see the guys that had the sustainable business. And like I said, it was never about the money with Nita and I. This is like, well, we wanted a lifestyle where I wouldn't have to be away from the girls. I wanted to be home at night, even though I got home at 8 o'clock at night every night, and I was working bell to bell. At least I was home. I wasn't on a plane. I wasn't traveling places. And money wasn't all that important to us. I mean, we were living on half the first, when we started the dealership, I was living on my savings, and we're living on $45,000, and I was making, like I said, close to $100,000. And who cares? Because life isn't like that. I mean, you got to pick from life what you want. And that was very, very good for us, and it was good for the family. It got the lifestyle that we wanted, but it was from being at the company and thinking that I was going to go up the ladder and whatever, and then just having to make a hard decision. And then I found out, like an instrument, I'm a lot better playing this instrument than I was that instrument.
Yeah, yeah.
And it takes a different skill set to work for a big company. You know that.
Yeah. Well, I really admire you because you were just really trapped on the hamster wheel of life, right? I mean, you had a family, you had a great job, you were set. Right. You were set, right? And you got off that hamster wheel, which most people don't do, let's face it. You were like, you took the chance to say, like, you know what? I'm going to live life on my terms. I'm going to create my own destiny. I'm going to take a step back to do that, which is tough to do when you did it, right?
Right, and everybody gives me credit for, oh my God, you sold everything you had and whatever, but it depends how miserable your life is. It depends what you want out of life.
Yeah.
I want to be home with my girls. They're 1 in 4. Yeah, I mean, I want to be home at night. We would rock them both to sleep every night and whatever. And I always figured, well, my fallback position is I can always go start calling on dealers again as a Chrysler rep. I'd be making half the money, but at least I'd be talking to dealers and doing what I love.
You didn't burn the bridge. You saw
that. I would do what I love. And that's the thing. What do they say? If you're doing what you love, you never work a day in your life.
Right.
I mean, it's like you. You love what you do,
right? Love it. Absolutely. You can see it in my eyes, right?
Absolutely. And so you go to work. You were talking to me this morning. You get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. You start working out. You have your routine and whatever, and you're living life on your own terms. And that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, when you work for a big company, your fate is hinging on somebody else doing your personnel review. I got to, I'll tell you this story, but I got to the point where my boss was not going to get promoted anymore because he made a decision he was going to stay there for the rest of his life. He had asthma, so he was going to stay there. And I came to the conclusion during one of my personnel reviews that he didn't like me, and I'm not going to go any further. So you have to make a clear and untrammeled decision about what life is like. And I got to tell you, I have a little article on my desk, I think I showed it to you, and talked about the difference between Truman and Johnson. And they talk about being tough-minded. Now, tough-minded doesn't mean being a hard-ass or being a jerk. Tough-minded meant having a clear and untrammeled view of what reality is and what you need to do to address that reality. Now, they said that Truman stood up to Stalin, the Marshall Plan, and you have Johnson, who was a tough guy, but he couldn't come to grips with Vietnam and a lot of other domestic things he couldn't handle, whatever. He was a tough guy, but he wasn't tough-minded. You have to have a clear and untrammeled view of what reality is, what you need to do to address that reality. And that happens to everything in your life.
And I think sometimes it's about the desire to be liked.
Yeah, I don't care if I'm liked. You can tell. Seriously, it's really funny. Somebody said to me the other day, well, you don't have any friends. No, I have like a friend. My wife is my best friend. I mean, my children and I get along fine. But no, I don't go golfing with people. I'm just not. But believe it or not,
but you're happy.
Yeah, believe it or not, I'm pretty much of an introvert. Believe it or not, I like going and giving speeches about how to buy a car and not get taken for a ride. I love doing that. I like performing. You know me, I'm a little bit of a comedian. I like being on the home repair clinic, although I know nothing about home repair. I mean, don't put me next to a hammer. I'll probably hit myself in the head with it. But but I like being on the home repair clinic and teasing Jim Salmon on that. But you live life on your own terms. And ultimately, life is the success of your life is dependent upon you and your view of your own life. I mean, I'm not an entrepreneur. I mean, I'm the guy with the push cart that came off the boat and trying to make a living. And I like innovating things. I'm a creative person.
You're entrepreneurial.
Yeah, I'm entrepreneurial, but it's funny, but this is one of these things. If entrepreneurial means I like to create things and have something left after I'm gone, that's what I am.
Hey, Dom, we have to take one more quick break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
All right.
Join Fox News' Brian Kilmeade weekdays from 9 to noon on 1310 WOKR.
I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC. A really big rally on Wall Street today. The Dow is up 334, the Nasdaq 55, the S&P 28. Stocks are rising because interest rates in the bond market fell from their highest level in almost 4 years. The rally extends to oil as well. It's back up close to $63. These are good times to be a worker. Sprouts Farmers Market will use its tax savings to raise worker pay. So will Spam Maker, Hormel. Fewer people are collecting unemployment benefits last week because companies can't find qualified replacements. And Lowe's will help pay to get its people certified in special crafts they need to work at Lowe's. Toys R Us, though, reportedly firing more employees, closing another 200 stores. Walmart starting its own home shopping site. That's killing Wayfair stock today. And United Technologies may break itself up into three companies. One for Otis Elevators, another for Pratt & Whitney Jet Engines, a third for Carrier Air Conditioners. Chuck Kamlick, CNBC.
The stock market's been kicking butt and everyone's making the easy money. I'll take it. But it's the smart investor who sees ahead, knows it can't last forever, and prepares now for uncertain times ahead. If that's you, there's not a better time than right now to discover my Money Press Method. Hi, this is Preston James. I've been a stock and options trader for 24 years, and once you discover the Money Press, you'll be able to haul in more cash than you ever thought possible, no matter what kind of market, all while sleeping like a baby at night. You can even start small, like with $10,000 or less. But don't take my word for it. Let the proof do the talking. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll see a 7-minute video from one of the crazier market times we've lived through. It reveals how my Money Press Method earns me between 4 and 5% per week. You'll see the proof right inside my Real brokerage account. You're 7 minutes away from discovering a brand new playbook when it comes to trading and investing. Go to paycheckproof.com to get started. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.
All right, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm having a great time with Don from Genesee Valley Motors. Don, tell us, we're learning about your journey. Been very exciting. And we're talking about the fact that you do things differently. The no-nonsense dealer. Mm-hmm. You quickly, when you bought the dealership in 1994, quickly got rid of all the, we'll say, the carnival strategies that dealerships use to almost like bait and switch people. Mm-hmm. So people, they come to your dealerships in Avon, and they know that they're going to get just a fair deal. We'll say.
Right.
No nonsense story about how to buy a car. Right?
Well, people either get it or they don't get it. Let me give you an example of a contractor that gets it. There's a guy that I deal with, and he has a shop up in Webster, and this guy does a kind. I'll tell you in a second what this guy does. But I trust him. I absolutely trust him. He comes in and he does work for me. And every once in a while, we have a problem, but he makes good for it. We settle something in between. I know he's not cheating me. I know he cares about me. He does really, really good work. And I'm bonded with the guy, and I will never use another guy. And do you know what kind of company he has?
Okay.
Sign company.
Oh, what's his name?
Mike Mamano.
I was going to say, is it Mike Mamano?
It's Mike Mamano.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike gets it.
My cousin, by the way.
Yeah, your cousin, by the way. Yeah, he didn't pay me to say this either. But Mike gets it. Mike comes to my dealership, and not everything has gone smoothly. And I'm tough on him. You know how I am, right?
I've experienced it.
Yeah, I'm tough on him. But Mike and I will never, ever, ever use anybody other than Mike, because Mike gets it, because there's the perception of, or the way that people do things ethically, because it's in their own best interest, and there's people that really care about you. And I think people can have a sense of that. People have a sense of if you're doing something because you think it's just going to garner more business for yourself, or somebody has empathy for your situation. I mean, I'll tell you a story. I showed you the Chick-fil-A video, right?
Yeah.
And we had a woman in the other day. Well, it was months and months ago. And the power window motor on her van didn't work. And we're like, okay, we get the parts next Tuesday. You know, no, I need the power window. It's like, ma'am, it's only a power window. Well, you know, we found out somebody died. Somebody died. She had to travel to Texas, and she didn't want to go to the to the toll booth and have to open up the door to deal with the toll taker and whatever. She had a problem. We need to solve this woman's problem. Yeah. We have empathy for where she is and what her position is and solve her transportation problem. And when you start talking about serving people and you start talking about actually caring about them, they have a sense of that. They have a sense of of where your soul is. I really do believe that. And if they don't, you've got to conduct yourself that way regardless. And then things will just fall. But Mike is like that. I have an insurance agent. I will never deal with. I had a theft at the dealership one day, and I found out that he had written me into theft insurance. Somebody else could have given me a lower quote. I would have never known the difference. I am never going to anybody else but that guy.
Right.
So when you bond with customers, when you actually care about them and you nurture them and you treat them like they're a renewable resource, rather than trying to get every dime you can out of them when you see them,
right,
it builds loyalty. And loyalty over the years will build a sustainable customer base that you can go to sleep at night, and you don't, if you're not concerned with being super rich and you want a good life for yourself and you want to live life on your own terms, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that's where I am, but that's not where I intended to be. I didn't decide back when I was 23 years old that I want to go start a car dealership.
It just happened, huh?
Yeah. Just
it was your journey.
Fallback position.
Yeah. Well, and I have to say that, you know, you said that you will never call yourself successful because you think God will give you a nice kick in the butt. But I think it's fair to say that, you know, we're all given God-given talents.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's our duty to use those talents
to
make the world a better place.
Agreed.
And I think we can agree that you're doing that.
Well, the thing is that I think, you know, I mean, you're kind of a religious guy. I kind of am, too. I think you got to find out what your place is in life. And if you can kind of fulfill what your place is in life, I mean, it really is God's gift, you know. Then everything else, you treat people right, and and like I said, you can go to sleep at night, which I like sleeping.
Yeah. So Dom, I got a question for you. So there's a lot of beginning and middle stage entrepreneurs listening to this show, and so what advice do you have for them? You know, if you were to maybe give them some books to read or some thoughts that you've been in business now for 20 plus years, and they're just getting started. What are some some thoughts, advice that you would give them to make sure that they stay on the right track?
The only advice I can give people is just don't give up. I mean, like I said before, around the mountain, through the mountain, blow the mountain up. A lack of imagination, I think, is the only thing that can stop you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't know how to do something, you get somebody to do it. If you don't know how to figure it out, you Google it. If you need advice, there's somebody else that's done it before. And build that. Yeah. And the other thing is try and innovate. I mean, one of the things that I learned in college, one of the college professors said the key to business is innovation. You keep on innovating different things. 85% of the stuff I try doesn't work. I mean, seriously, 85% of the stuff I try doesn't work. But that's the way I get to the 15% that does.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I got no nonsense dealer. I just have started a new URL, RochesterWorkTrucks.com for the work truck buyer. I have JeepWranglerOutlet.com. I bought the URLs for No Nonsense Dealer here, there, and there. So we have that all set. We bought the lakefront property for No Nonsense Dealer. If I can get the No Nonsense Dealer going nationally, that would really be a really cap to the whole thing. Who knows? They say that Colonel Sanders didn't start his business until he was 64 or 65.
I don't know if you know that. 67,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, and then he went and talked to 1,700 restaurants until he found someone who wanted to do the Kentucky Fried Chicken thing. So yeah. I'll be 65 this year, I figure. Well, yeah. You know, I'm probably like Colonel Sanders.
You're ahead of the game.
He's got a lot more hair than I do, though. So.
Right. Well, not anymore.
So. Well, not. You know, you should go to Louisville. They have statues of him.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Well, you think, and I love your story of persistence because so Walt Disney,
right?
You know, when he had this idea for the amusement park, which at that time was, you know, most likely an insane idea. I'm sure when he told people about, you know, Walt Disney World, people were looking at him like he had five heads, and so he went to over 200 banks for a loan. Finally, got one in 200 something. But what if he gave up at 180?
Right.
What if he gave up a 190? He said, you know what? Maybe this is a crazy idea, right? And so stories like that that you know really enforce what you're talking about. Don't give up.
Did you ever see the movie Tucker?
I have years ago.
Tucker. Yeah. And at the end of the movie, he lost his court case, and he's in the car. And he's drawing. They say, "What are you drawing on that piece of paper?" And he says, "Well, it's a. You can have a refrigerator. The refrigerator is just 1 gallon of milk. And if you were, you know, in a climate and whatever that. So what he's doing, you know, the lesson there is that okay, this whole thing fell down upon his head, but then he's starting something else. He's starting to try something else. So that's what I mean. You know, I went to school to be an engineer at St. Bonaventure. And first semester, I got a 178.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah, it was terrible. I mean, absolutely terrible. I would have killed somebody by now if I engineered something. Somebody would have gotten poisoned by it. I mean, so I got a degree in management. I started working at the radio stations, became station manager of the radio station. I sold ads, right? Because we were in open air at the time. So I sold ads. I wrote ads, you know, which is what I'm doing now, right? And I managed this organization. We had like 100 kids in the radio station, and so that gave me experience. Got an FCC license for the station, which is much like getting a dealer license. So all this stuff. Who knew this? You know, who knew all this is going to lead to this?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So all this stuff, you're saying, well, geez, you know what? Maybe, you know, God gave me these challenges and stuff and whatever. Geez, it kind of made sense. And that's the other thing is really, you got to be very philosophical, at least I am. You know, I take a look at this and I say, oh, that's why I went through that 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, gee, Chrysler made me a truck manager 20 years, you know, 25, 30 years ago, and I didn't want to be a truck manager. Geez, I kind of use that now.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, kind of a good, kind of a new talent to have, right? So that's the thing. Don't get discouraged. And,
you got to trust the journey.
You just never know. You know, I say to myself, God, I don't know why you're doing this to me, but you got a reason for it, and I'll find out later.
Right.
You know, so I don't mean to sound religious or philosophical about it.
No, it's true. It's if you look back and say everything happens for a reason. How can I use this experience? And that's what you're doing. Absolutely. So.
Yeah. And the thing is that people say, well, it happens for a reason. You got to make it happen for a reason.
Right.
Yeah. It's all within yourself.
Yeah. Got to be intentionally instigated.
So,
right? Yeah.
So I am not an entrepreneur. I am certainly, I may be a shaker, but I don't think I'm a mover. The business has grown exponentially large, though. I mean, we did, you know, $65, $70 million worth of sales last year. We have 85 and 90 people working for us.
You have the two dealerships.
The two dealerships, We own the Chrysler building itself would be paid off this year in April, which is pretty good. I get my house is paid off. I bought the property all around Exit 10. It's all from no-nonsense. It's all from having a substantially different car buying process than most people are used to. So.
Yeah. Well, in quote unquote Little Avenue, New York, you're doing, what'd you say, $65 million?
Yeah, $65-70 million. Well, it's regional. I mean, you've been there. I mean, it's not that, it's so close to Chrysler. When I was working there, we used to call them sniper stores. It was right outside the metro, so your cost of entry into the real estate was very low, but you could draw from the metro, and that's what I do. And
yeah,
I know all the dealers in the city because people come down and see us. But
right,
but I'm not doing it with free TVs and cruises and, you know.
What do the other dealers think of you? Do they like you? Do they hate you somewhere in between?
Oh, I don't care.
That's kind of the answer.
Seriously, I mean, you think about it, though. They elected me to be secretary of the state dealer group.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, somebody's got to like me, I guess.
Right.
But there's some guys that really don't like it because, you know, you know, you're showing a white light on some of these practices. So somebody's doing something like that, they're not gonna be real happy with you. But then again, I don't play golf anyway. I mean, I found cheaper ways of humiliating myself than playing golf. So
probably free, right?
And that's it. You know. So
yeah.
So it's one of those things. And I told you I don't have any friends anyway. So what the horses make what they
I'm sure you think about it. I'm sure your friends are saying, what the heck?
What doesn't make any difference anyway.
Right, how funny.
No, you can talk to Nita. She'll tell you I don't have friends.
Yeah. Your wife is your best friend. That's a good thing.
Oh, she is wonderful. I have so many great Nita stories. I really do. She's grounded. Nita has an advanced degree, but she decided that she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. And so we decided that we would do with less because she wanted to do that. And She raised the girls.
She wasn't materialistic.
No. And the girls, thank God, the girls are doing very, very well. I'm so happy. You know, it's so much nicer when the girls get when they get to the age and you go out to dinner with them and you're mentoring them rather than being, you know, their dad. You know, it's great. And I have a great relationship with them. They'll talk to you, I think.
Are they any interest in them working at the dealerships?
No, which is one of my problems. I can adopt you if you want to.
Right.
My dad always said
I'd be a good car dealer.
Yeah, I think you would be. You know, you got that creative ilk to you. You would do well.
Right. Well, I am no nonsense. I make
you
mistakes.
You are no nonsense yourself.
I make mistakes, but I'm
every time
nonsense.
You say no nonsense, you got to give me a dollar though.
All right, I probably owe you $25 this year.
That's right.
Hey, John, believe it or not, our time is just about up. If people, and I imagine there's a few of them at least, are inspired by you, want to learn more about you, get in touch with you, maybe come visit you at one of the dealerships in Avon, what's the best way to learn more about you and get in touch with you?
Well, you can call me. It's 585-226-6000. I'll talk to anybody about anything. Mm-hmm. And extension 14-226-6000 or GenesseeValley.com. I would invite people just to go to my webpage, and it'll teach you a lot about the car business. Now, whether you buy a car from me or not is irrelevant. You go there and have a car buying IQ test. I have a blog there, and you won't get snookered the next time you buy a car, no matter what you do. So. Yeah, totally open to that. And I appreciate your attention to me and you invited me. It's very kind of you.
Absolutely. Dom Genova from Genesee Valley Motors. Totally appreciate your time. I feel like we have built and will continue to build a good friendship. And I appreciate you being on the show. And I wish you, even though you don't say it is, I wish you massive continued success.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And an inspiration to being a well-rounded entrepreneur as well, being a good family guy. A lot of entrepreneurs focus on the business and forget the family sometimes. And I think that's really important part of your journey here for me is that you have balanced both wonderfully. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So I also want to thank all of the listeners for listening to the show. Appreciate your time as well. So thank you everybody for listening to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. Last but not least, if you or somebody you know would like to be considered to be a guest on my show, please email me at david@davidmamano.com. And Mamano is M-A-M-M-A-N-O. Make sure to check us out on the web at davidmamano.com. Thank you so much. Make it a great day.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.